This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When I speak, or when the Bible speaks of your heart, it's referring to your inner self, the part of you that thinks, the part of you that feels, the part of you that desires, the part of you that decides. That's what it means when you read the word heart in the Bible. And you know what? One author says this: it's the part of you that God turns to through His Holy Spirit. It's the part of you that God turns to when He wants to deal with you and He wants to deal with me. And I want us to bring up verse 9 again. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Do you know why you've been conned by your heart and you have been deceived by your own heart for this reason? And it may have happened this week. It may have happened this month, this year. There have been times in your life when you have said things to people, you said, "I thought I would never say that. I thought I would never use those words," but you did, or I did. There have been times in your life when you have done things and you said, "I would never do that," but you did it. There have been times in your life when you said, "I would never think of doing that," but you did think of doing it. We all have done that. There are things that we've said, there are things that we've done, and there are things that we think of. And that's why Jeremiah says the heart is deceptive above all things and it's beyond cure. Who can understand it? Now, what does that mean? Who can understand it? You and I cannot understand our own hearts. We don't have everything figured out. Do you have anyone you know in your circle that says this all the time? Here's a regular phrase. "Well, I'll tell you what his problem is." "Well, you know her. I know what her problem is." And we can spell out everyone's problems when we can't even spell out our own. You and I can't even spell out our own hang-ups and problems and debacles that we go through in life, and yet we talk about, "Well, I'll tell you what his problem is, and I'll tell you what her problem is." We don't even know what our problems are. Patrick Morley wrote a book called I Surrender, and he said this: "Most of us have heard that the Christian is not to live by his feelings." He says that's true. The emotional man or woman is not to be trusted. But he said, "I would propose that's equally true, that the Christian is not to depend upon their rational knowledge. The rational man or woman cannot be trusted any more than the emotional man or woman. Merely look at the terrible decisions we all make." He says this: "Have you ever made a rational decision? You thought it through, but it turned out to be a big mistake? Sure you have, and so have I. Have you ever made what you thought was a legitimate, well-thought-out decision, only to find out it was one of the biggest mistakes of your life? Are you honest enough to admit it?" He says, "We can't trust our rational knowledge. We can't trust our emotions." And he says this: "Nothing is easier than self-deceit. Our best thinking can end in disaster. Our best thinking can end in disaster." I know it's a dramatic illustration, but I don't know how many of you remember a plane crash years ago of an Air Florida jet. I think it was Air Florida 90 that was crashed in Washington, D.C. Remember, it was the dead of winter. Took off from Washington Airport. And they rescued people, and you can still picture in your mind perhaps the video of the flight attendant being pulled out of the water with one arm hanging on to a life preserver as a helicopter rescues her out of the water. And you know what was interesting to me after it was all over and the NTSB did their investigation? They found out that there was self-deception going on in the cockpit. Get this, the pilots were believing things they shouldn't have believed, and they weren't believing things they should have believed. What a description. There was deception going on in the cockpit. They weren't believing information they should have believed, and they were believing things they shouldn't have, and so forth. You get the point. You know what? That happens not only in an airplane crash. It happens in a crash of somebody's life.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.